state budget shortfalls are forcing legislators to cut even their most popular programs. In Georgia, the HOPE scholarship uses lottery funds to pay college tuition for students who maintain a B average. But this year, even that program was cut as lottery revenue failed to keep up with costs. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that most students won't qualify for a full scholarship, and many are wondering how they'll pay for the difference.
The HOPE scholarship was introduced in 1993 to give every high school student the chance to go to college as long as they kept their grades up. Alonzo Mendez is 19 years old and a student at Georgia Perimeter College, a two-year school. HOPE provides about $1,500 a semester to cover his tuition costs, and Mendez says he really needs the help.
There was always that struggle of who can I rely on, what can I do, how can I get there. I'm the first person to go to college in my family. So now I'm just trying to do what I can.
Mendez works part-time and has good grades, but he worries they won't be good enough to qualify for the full scholarship.
It's insane because I'm pulling out my hair with what I have already.
Those who maintain at least a B average will still get a partial scholarship, but the amount will vary depending on the cost of tuition and on the amount of revenue the lottery brings in. The legislature also set up a pool of money, at least $10 million, for low-interest student loans. But under the new rules, high school graduates must have a 3.7 GPA and a score of at least 1,200 on their SATs. The changes are expected to save $300 million, but some question tying the scholarship to SAT scores.
Hard work can get you a higher GPA. Hard work will not always get you to a higher SAT score.
Representative Stacey Evans grew up in rural North Georgia. She told her colleagues on the House floor that she graduated with a 3.8 GPA, but did not get a 1,200 on her SAT.
I could not make up for the fact that I didn't have 18 years at a dinner table with educated parents, sharing vocabulary, talking about reading, giving me the tools I would need to score high on an SAT score. That did not make me not the best and brightest in this state.
Evans was among those who wanted to add an income cap so that families earning $140,000 or more would not qualify, but that failed to pass. Georgia Representative Douglas Collins says the program was always intended to be merit-based, and most lawmakers didn't want to change that.
And there was some criticism saying, well, you're hurting low-income students. In reality, if they read the bill, it's an argument that's not truly a valid argument.
Collins acknowledges for some students it may be a struggle to find the extra funding, but he says the program had to be changed to remain solvent.
If you look at it at the end of the day, Georgia still leads the way in providing hope, educational hope, for those wanting to go to post-secondary education.
Others have long questioned whether the Georgia scholarship and honor scholarships in other states work. That is, whether they get students to attend college who otherwise would not go. Donald Heller is the director of the Center for the Study of Higher Education at Penn State.
My concerns are that they're taking a program that was already not well structured in terms of equity considerations, and they're going to make it even worse now, and they're going to make it even harder for students who really need the financial support to be able to afford college, to be able to qualify for the highest level of scholarship.
Back at Georgia Perimeter College, Cynthia Tattis reads the newspaper between classes. She's a foreign language major who now says she won't qualify for HOPE under the new rules. Tattis works part-time and gets some grants, but she's not sure how she'll get the money to cover books, fees, and the extra cost of tuition.
This summer, I think I'm going to apply for a second job, hopefully raise enough money and save enough money to be able to afford at least a semester or two. You know, my dad is actually out of a job right now, so it's really hard financially. But I'm still here. I'm struggling, but I'm still here.
Georgia's new Republican governor, Nathan Deal, said there was no choice but to make cuts. The state already dipped into its lottery reserves this year to keep the program going. So he said the decision was either to reduce HOPE or lose it altogether. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
This is NPR.